Thank you for calling Craft CBDO membership. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
I'm sorry you broke up and I didn't hear your name.
This is Whitney with Craft CBDO membership. How may I help you?
This is Margaret Rush calling, and I was with Blueprint, and you know, before it changed back over to Craft CBDO. And I had, I think it was 2019, I was a member. 2020 came up, and they announced they were closing, and they had charged my credit card another $120 for the next year. And so I didn't hear anything from them, and I cut that off and called my credit card and asked them to check it and see what was going on. And I think you'd already started to become together with Craftsy at the time. So I don't know whether I had a membership in 2020 or not. And that's what I want to know, if you can check on it. My name is Margaret A. Rush, R-U-S-H. And
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me? The spelling of your email?
Margaret A. Rush.
Can you spell that for me, please?
M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T A period Rush, R-U-S-H. Are you there?
So Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T-A dot Rush, R-U-S-H.
Right. And at the time I lived in Australia.
Okay, at what? Is this your email address? At what?
I am now living in California, but at the time I lived in Michigan.
Now, ma'am, I need your email address, ma'am.
It's ma.rush@yahoo.com.
So it's not Margaret spelled out anymore?
No. Just
so ma.rush@yahoo.com. What's your first and last name and the address?
Repeat that again. We have a really bad connection, evidently.
I'm sorry, ma'am. May I have your first and last name?
I just told you, Margaret A. Rush.
And the address, I have to verify that information.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you. You're breaking up in part of your words.
May I have the address?
At the time, I was living at 6803 Rowan Oak Road. R-O-A-N-O-A-K, one word, road, in Oscoda, O-S-C-O-D-A, Michigan, at 48750.
Okay. And how can I help you with your annual membership subscription, ma'am? It ends on March 14th of this year. So you do have an active membership.
You mean I've had it for all this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Because when I ask my Capital One card to check on this charge, they never got an answer back. No answer, no. She has the membership. She doesn't need to pay for it. Nothing came back from them.
Yeah, you've had this since 2018. So 2018 to 19 and 19 to 20, and then you just renewed 20 to 21. So, yes, ma'am, you've had it since 2018.
So, when does it renew in 21?
March 14th, but I can turn that off for you if you don't want it to renew. Do you want me to opt out of the automatic renewal?
Yes, but I thought when I stopped the payment, I thought I stopped it with my credit card company, and they were going to.
No, ma'am, that doesn't. No, ma'am, they don't. They don't cancel out an account. They did not. You have to call us to cancel an account. That does not automatically opt you out of automatic renewal, canceling your credit card, because only canceling the credit card in the same account, we still have authorization to get into your account, ma'am. So you have to call us to cancel the automatic renewal out, not your bank.
I didn't know what was going on with whether you were, Craftsy was coming in and taking over or what at the time.
Yeah, Craftsy did it from Blueprint. So Blueprint switched it over to Craftsy, and you still had an automatic renewal as well. That transferred over. Nothing changed with that.
So you can probably see whatever you're looking at. I have not used it.
I understand, ma'am, but still, we can't. You can change without going forward, but we can't do anything that you've used in the past that you did not use, ma'am.
I'm not saying that I want to cancel. I'm trying to find out whether I'm still viable, because evidently my credit card couldn't find out that. I just talked to my credit card the other day, and I had another charge on my credit card because they took the $120 off, and then they put it back on because they couldn't get any satisfaction with trying to talk to Blueprint.
Well, and that I have no idea, ma'am. But your account is still active with us. But I've canceled you out going forward.
Well, I don't know whether I want to cancel. I thought all this time I didn't even have it. When you're going,
so what do you want to do? Keep going, or do you want me to cancel you out? I can do either or, ma'am.
Just leave it like it is right now. If I don't,
okay.
March do I have?
March 14th. March 14th, you'll need to give us a call back before then.
Well, how come I can't get into Craftsy then? Because I've tried that.
Do you have your password? I can reset your password. You need to log into a computer, or the app is no longer working. So if you're doing it, go to an actual browser, web browser.
Okay. What have you got for a password?
I don't have that in DocuSend, and I can reach. I can change it for you. Do you want me to do that for you?
Can you give me my original password?
I don't have that information. We don't store that in the system, ma'am.
Okay,
I can change it for you.
All right, why don't you...
You want me to
change
the password for you?
Just a minute. Just a minute. Let me figure out what I'm going to do. And are you going to put for my, what do you call it? My password, I want P, C.
T as in Tom?
P-H-E-S-H-E. One word.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
I said lowercase H-E-S-H-E. One word. And
H-E-H-E?
Yes. Then 5337.
So you want the first H to be lowercase, right?
Right.
So H-E-S-H-E 5337?
Correct. That's the password.
Right,
now,
let me check.
Marush at yahoo.com.
Correct. And I just logged in, so you're able to log in with that information you just provided for me.
It did log in?
Yes, ma'am. So you're able to log in.
Okay, because I don't have my tablet open where I have Craftsy. So I should be able to get into anything there.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to figure out, because I've been trying to get in and see if I still have it. And nothing was happening. And I couldn't get in. But it may have been that I used a different password. So as long as you say you got in with that password, I'm going to leave that, and then I will call you back if I want to end it before March 14th. If not, I will continue, and you will probably send me another charge on my credit card, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that right now so I make up my mind what I'm going to do. I want to see what you've got on there first. And, you know, what I have been continually getting emails from you, but I can't get into my site. So it was useless. Anyway. I'll try that and see if I really want to get in and get your classes and so forth. And I thank you very much for your information, because it finally has settled something for me that I thought I didn't have.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, then.
Thank you so much for calling to Crafts CVDM membership. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye for now.